beauty of this ecosystem, of this gravy multiverse, is that there are so many options and so many combinations. I think if anything, we're saying we just want to be more sauce positive.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in this fight, John. I don't have a raccoon in this bear. Whatever it is that people want to do, I just want them to feel free. I want to encourage them to try saucing more things. And maybe sometimes have a couple sauces.
I went through a real sauce phase recently that was sort of in addition to my normal sauce phase. It was a sauce level above the normal level. And I started, any time I cooked something and there was anything left in the pan, I would start making a sauce. I would take the thing and I would put it over on a plate and I would let it go cold while I sat and like focused on this sauce.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yep, I was just like, the sauce. But the problem was, I love Marsala wine.
Yeah.
In a sauce, it gives it a little pew. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get away from the Marsala. I would make the sauce. I'd be like, this is pretty good. What does it need? A little bit of... And then I would always throw the wine in. And so every sauce ended up tasting the same.
Oh.
This is one of the problems with my cooking is like I know basically what 10 ingredients do. There are 800 ingredients I don't know what they do.
Uh-huh.
The 10 ingredients I do know what they do, I end up putting them in everything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm the same way. I cook... I do so few things like a man, but I really cook like a man, and not in a good way. You know what? I'm uncomfortable saying this because my wife kind of knows I do this and doesn't like it. I'll put some accent in.
Seriously? A little message?
You know, no disrespect to the people who think that they're allergic to MSG. Mm-hmm. Comma. Yeah, hate crime. Our last episode, for those of you, welcome if you've never heard the show, we ended up talking a lot at the end of the program about the various sauces and gravies that we enjoyed and how when we had been on a cruise 3 weeks ago, we were able to have access to sauces and gravies of many kinds, all you care to eat anyway, and it made us into gravy scientists. Then, a few days later, I went out and had like our quarterly comic meetup, and I swear to Christ, John, I don't know what happened to me. I did go into a fugue state, and for like an hour and a half, you ask anybody who was there, all I did was talk about gravy for like an hour and a half.
Maybe that's why I'm getting so much mail. Maybe I'm getting mail from people who were there.
I was repitching. Apparently, I have talked about this in many podcasts and other places before. My idea of having basically a mall restaurant that's all about sauces. I want some fucking gravy in my life. And here's the dumb guy part is I wanted it to be easy. So here's what I did. I knew this wasn't going to work. I went to the store. I went to the Safeway. I went to the aisle with the gravies.
Oh, no.
And I bought a bunch of different gravies.
Oh, canned gravy.
And gravy mixes. Oh, and can I just tell you so far, and understand now, like I'm like a little child going into this. I'm so excited. I'm ready for some fucking gravy.
Yep.
And you know what? They've been a literal abortion.
It's terrible. Somehow they put in, it's not the xanthan gum. It is some other sort of emulsifier or stabilizer that they put in there that makes every canned gravy taste like you are licking people who ran out of gas and just started living in their car. Listen, I have tried every packaged sauce, and so many of them, you need to run from so many of those, the Swansons.
I've never bought those. I don't buy McCormick packs. I don't buy those taco packs. I know that's real ghetto kind of food. Not ghetto, you know what I mean.
Except
downscale.
Here's the problem. You want a stroganoff. How does a man make a stroganoff?
With having to throw away a lot of food. Like I could get a Stouffer's, right?
Yeah.
Your talk about the Salisbury steaks really took me back. Thinking I'm going to explore some Salisbury steaks and some stroganoffs. I love a stroganoff.
It's one of the all-time great foods.
Stroganoff with noodles? Oh, boy.
But you know what's happened to stroganoffs is that stroganoffs have become one of these, one of these secret artisanal food weapons.
Oh, no.
People have artisanally weaponized stroganoffs. So you walk into a restaurant and you're like, what is all this? I don't want any of this.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Seriously, I have a three-ring binder of my death row foods.
Have you thought about some pairings?
Well, as you know, I haven't read Shakespeare because I'm saving it for prison.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there are some things that I'm kind of saving for death row, if that's how this all plays out.
You sure that coffee was okay, John?